In Islam, gender roles and dress codes, particularly for women, are often perceived as strict and restrictive. However, these guidelines are rooted in profound wisdom, aimed at preserving dignity, ensuring protection, and promoting a harmonious society. This article delves into the reasons behind these practices, using examples and highlighting their benefits. The purpose of gender roles and dress codes: protection and dignity. Islamic teachings emphasize modesty and specific gender roles to protect individuals from harm and to maintain social order. These principles are not intended to restrict personal freedom but to safeguard dignity and foster respect between genders. Modesty. The concept of modesty in Islam is designed to reduce temptation and prevent inappropriate interactions between men and women. By dressing modestly, individuals can avoid unwanted attention and maintain their dignity. The wisdom behind modest dress: preventing temptation. One of the primary reasons for modest dress, particularly for women, is to prevent sexual temptation. Just as a valuable item is protected to prevent theft, modest dress serves to protect women from being objectified or harassed. Example of Mary, mother of Jesus. Mary is revered in Islam and Christianity as a symbol of purity and modesty. Muslim women are encouraged to emulate her example by dressing modestly and conducting themselves with dignity. Protection from harm, safety from harassment. Modest dress acts as a barrier, protecting women from unwanted advances and harassment. In societies where modesty is observed, women are less likely to be objectified and more likely to be respected for their character and intellect rather than their physical appearance. Analogy with dogs. In some third world countries, it is common to see dogs chasing a single female dog in heat. Similarly, women who do not dress modestly may attract unwanted attention. Modest dress acts as a shield, protecting women from being pursued or harassed. Wisdom and benefits. Creating a respectful society, the wisdom behind Islamic dress codes extends beyond individual protection. It contributes to a respectful and safe society where interactions are based on mutual respect rather than physical attraction. Preventing rape and harassment, modest dress reduces the likelihood of rape and harassment. By minimizing visible sexual allure, it creates an environment where women can feel safe and secure. Fostering respect. When women dress modestly, they are more likely to be judged based on their intelligence, skills, and character, fostering a culture of respect and equality. Conclusion. Balancing freedom and protection. Islamic gender roles and dress codes are not about restricting freedom but about balancing personal liberty with societal responsibility. By promoting modesty and defined gender roles, Islam seeks to create a society where individuals are protected, respected, and valued for their true selves. Divine wisdom. These guidelines are rooted in divine wisdom, aiming to protect women from harm and promote a respectful, harmonious society. Path to dignity. Embracing modesty and specific gender roles is a path to dignity and protection, ensuring that women are valued for their inner qualities rather than their physical appearance.